Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the XYZ Experiment Podcast. I am Luke, I'm your Gen Z, and I am being joined here today with Darsh and Fiona. And guys, I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about some reflections I've been having as I've started my second semester of my master's degree. And it's felt very, very different to my other years of tertiary education. My uni experience has done a full 180. When I think about my undergrad, I really didn't enjoy it that much. And coming into this second semester of my master's, it's interesting because it's been so full on. And yet, for some reason, I feel as though I'm just doing more generally, not just in terms of like studying, but even then, I'm super engaged with what I'm studying. But I feel like I've got more energy and I'm just doing more outside of that as well. I'm hanging out with more people. I'm taking in more opportunities. I just feel as though using my time a little bit more in alignment with what I want to be doing. And I was reflecting on that and thinking, is this a maturity thing? Is this something that is related to, you know, my new, like a new attitude or a sense of feeling a little bit more refreshed now that I'm in Tassie? But I was trying to think back to times where I felt like this before, and it actually brought me all the way back to high school. And what I realized was the structure of this master's course is really, really similar to what it was like in high school. It's essentially 5 days a week, kind of full-time hours, and I'm spending time with, large amounts of time with one cohort. And that then got me just thinking about high school generally and my experience with high school. And when I talk to my friends, high school is this, it's 50-50. You either have friends that loved it or you loved it or you kind of hated it. And I just started reminiscing and realized that I really loved high school. And I feel like high school, not only the experience, but just the way that high school is mapped out actually really helped me a lot.
What and did you love about high school?
Again, I think the thing that I loved about high school is also what you could hate about high school. So in terms of like subjects, I was very fortunate that my interests mapped onto subjects that meant I could explore my passions, things like writing and psychology and sport. So I had space within my schooling to actually look at these things that are quite important to me. And this is kind of the one that I was referring to, I guess, with the masters, is I actually really enjoyed the structure of it. I really liked being there most days of the week, having kind of teachers on top of you to make sure you were doing work. I feel like I worked really well within that structure. I also think that was friendships. I feel really connected to a lot of the people from high school, and I think that just comes from spending so much time with them, particularly during kind of pivotal moments of your life. Like, you're going through a lot of developmental stages together. And as I was reminiscing, I was thinking about people in my life that I don't see anymore that are from high school. And then I was kind of comparing them a little bit to my feelings about people that I'm good friends with that I met outside of high school. And the connection and like the kinship I feel like I share with those people from high school, even though I haven't seen them in years, that just sense of familiarity makes them just, I just hold like a fond place in my heart for them, even though they're people I might not have an active relationship with.
Luke, what's years to you? Like, how long have you been out of high school?
I've been out of high school now for, this is my eighth year out of high school. Seventh year out of high school.
Yeah. So you haven't hit your 10-year reunion.
Yeah, because I've been out of school for almost 40. Yeah.
Wow.
So I just asked, that's why.
Yeah. And so just thinking about that and about all this fondness I have for high school, I just wanted to ask you guys, what was your high school experience like?
You want to know the good and the bad?
Oh, yeah.
Because there is good and bad. And I imagine because of our different generations, we have very different experiences of what high school was like. So what sort of high school did you go to? Was it a public or a private school?
I went to a public school, and my high school experience is very unique as well, in the sense that I went to a high school called Albert Park College. Mm-hmm. And they made a really, really kind of big decision that instead of filling up the school from year 7s to year 12s straight away, they were actually just going to bring in year 7s. Mm-hmm. And every year they were going to be the senior level. And so it would grow slowly over the 6-7 years that you're in high school. And so what that meant was I actually never had people older than me in my entire high school experience. I was always the first year level.
Wow. Okay. That is a different
experience.
Very
different.
Yeah, it really is.
So that also probably contributed to my high school experience because it meant that I had the opportunity to be in like leadership, like senior leadership positions every year I was in high school. We were kind of looked on as the year level to actually the senior year level to be doing things even at years 8 and 9. That was, you know, we had that senior year responsibility, which I think also was like really valuable.
Probably explains a lot about Luke with the responsibility. He's such a responsible young man.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys.
That is such an interesting
that's a
high
different
school
experience.
Experience.
Probably why it was so positive as well.
Yeah.
Because you are the OGs and you're like, there's no peers for you above you. You know what I mean? There might be things you didn't learn because of it, but yeah, okay. Very different experience to mine. How about yours, Dash?
Well, I went to a massive public school in Melbourne, and actually listening to you, Luke, the years 7 and 8 when I started were at a different campus.
Oh, yeah.
And then we moved over
That's
to the main.
That's how big they
were. Yeah, because our year level had over 300 students in it, just our year level.
When you went to school, were year 7s in high school at that stage?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Year 7s and 8s were in a separate campus, and then 9s to 12s were in the main campus. And just things that I remember from high school is like we were right near a shopping centre, and when you got to year 12, you in your lunch break because you wore a different jumper. If you were a year 12, you were allowed to go to the shopping centre at lunchtime.
Wow.
I know. Ooh. It was like very like big deal. Yeah, I think high school for me, like listening to you talk about the fact that you have like this strong cohort of people that you go through. Because my school was so big, like the best friends I have from high school today are not necessarily the students that I was in the same classes with. And it was quite easy to get lost because there was 12 classes of year sevens and you didn't always have the same people in your class for maths and science and whatnot. Like you'd have your home group, but you'd kind of split up a little bit or get merged in, particularly in this senior years. But I think the thing that I found most intimidating by high school is the fact that as I got more senior in high school and you had to choose your 12 subjects we started talking about it in year 9 because you could do a year 11 subject in year 10.
Wow.
And you could do a year 12 subject in year 11.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And then it kind of counted as your sixth year 12 subject. So there was like strategy to that. And just feeling this massive pressure to succeed all the way through and to get a really top ATAR mark. And so I didn't feel like I could entertain doing anything but the Asian Five. And I didn't even do specialist maths because I was actually terrible at maths. I'm still terrible at maths, but my maths tutor, I had a maths tutor, which I went to on Saturday nights for an hour and a half of tutoring. I had a chemistry tutor, which was 2 hours on a Wednesday, and a physics tutor, which was 2 hours on a Tuesday. Like my whole life was high school when I was in year 12, which, you know, I'm thankful to my parents for because they were like, you're at a public school, we're going to throw everything at this. But it just meant...
What, they felt you weren't going to get everything you needed at the school?
I think it was kind of like we've got the resources because we're not paying massive private school fees to give you more if you need it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just felt like I really had to do super well. And I remember I got my ATAR, which was still a very good ATAR score, like very good. It wasn't thought of as being high enough. And so I got dragged to the school and
High enough by who?
My
family?
Parents.
Okay, yeah.
And got dragged to the school and basically they had a chat to the careers counsellor guy and was like, is this right? Like, have they done the sums right? And I just remember almost dying going, oh my God, like it is right. Like I know that is exactly where I am in the state.
And were you happy with that result?
Well, I mean, it wasn't unexpected. Okay. I think I was a bit surprised, but not like knowing.
What, you thought you'd get higher?
So I got like 94. But I didn't get 99.
Okay.
And 20 students in our year got over 99.
Okay.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a very high achieving school.
Yeah.
And I got into the courses I wanted to. Yeah. Like I got into them. But
that figure was so important.
That figure was really important.
Not now.
Not now, not at all. And I know I'm a better student now than I am. I've learned how to study, and so much of it is letting go of that rote learning, which I felt like high school was.
Oh. Definitely. I think that there's two parts to learning in high school. One is learning the content, and the second part, which I think a lot of people struggle with, is translating that content into whatever form the test or assignment wants you to translate it into.
Yeah.
And I think not knowing the art of answering a question is kind of like the biggest setback I think a lot of people have when they're studying.
Yeah.
Such a different experience to mine.
So what was yours?
Yeah.
So I'm in high school in the 80s.
Yeah.
Being a Gen X, and I went to an all-girls school from year 8 to year 12 because back then year 7s didn't go to high school, so my first year was year 8.
So what? Where were the year 7s?
In primary school still. Yeah, still in primary school. Yeah, so they didn't. I found it really weird when I found out year 7s go to high school here. So it was year 8 to year 12. And I was taught by nuns for a lot of the subjects. You know, so any time you went into a classroom and a nun walked in, you'd have to stand up and say, good morning, Sister Anthony, and God bless you as a group. So, seriously. So, or if a teacher walked in, good morning, Mr. Smith, God bless you.
Like, did you have like statues of Mary everywhere?
Yeah, there was religious icons everywhere. And we had religious studies every single day, except Friday, I think.
Did you have Mass?
Yes, yeah. We had all that. But it was interesting because all the classic subjects were taught by nuns, but the maths and physics and chems were taught by two men. Yeah, so it was a different experience. But I don't have an experience like I loved it or I hated it. I feel very ambivalent about it. And two of my best friends are still my best friends to this day. Mm. But I formed those friendships not through the classroom but literally on the trips home because my travel home was an hour and a half each way on the bus.
Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
Two buses. And so that's where we formed those friendships because otherwise, because back then women didn't really do the physics and the chem and the maths, 2-3 it was called back then. They didn't do that. They did more history and lower maths and, you know, typing was a subject back then, you know. Goodness. A TEE subject. So I was in classes, I think there was 120 in my year, but in my classes there was 6 to 8 of us in each class, so very, very small classes. And I wasn't the smartest person in those 6 to 8 people, and the other students made me feel that.
Yeah.
So I worked, like for me, my memories of high school are studying like there's no tomorrow. And I did 6 subjects in both years, all really intense subjects, and every night giving every single subject half an hour each. And then on the weekends, on Saturdays and Sundays, I do 6 to 7 hours a day of study.
Wow.
To just keep up with all of these extremely intelligent people, because I didn't want to be left behind. I didn't want to be, you know, get the lowest grade in those classes or anything like that. And I wasn't left behind. But so my memory of high school is like really working hard, really, really working hard to keep up and do 6 subjects. And because I did Japanese on top of it. So that was a pretty hard subject as well. It's interesting because I don't look back on it and think that was terrible. I don't see it as a terrible experience. I always saw it as an experience of that's what got me ready to go into dentistry, because dentistry is a very intense course. And I thought, well, thank God I did that, because I've got the chops and the ability to study. I know how to work hard and how to study and things like that. So
I'd be the same as you. Like, I don't look back on high school and think, oh, it was bad those things happened, and that I studied as much as you did, and I had no life really, and like I didn't party, I didn't do, I was such a dork. I do think it did set me up for where I am, but I do think I missed out on potentially just the creative sides of things.
Yeah,
everything I did outside of high school, and I don't know, Luke, if you're the same, or Fiona, was how does this relate to improving my academic ability? So even learning piano or being in the orchestra, like it was still around, you know, we know statistically people who play piano are better academically, and we know people who are in bands are better academically. And but we, I mean, we also come from a musical family, and piano is a big part of that. And my mum loves playing piano. But that was still the messaging I still heard, is that this is going to help you academically. I remember playing netball. That was fun. But, yeah, it just felt very academic.
Because it's interesting to me because recently people from my year, year 12, have formed a Facebook group. Just because a girl that we all went to, I should say to people, my year's an interesting year. So one of the people in my year was one of the victims of the Claremont serial killer. And so it sort of brought us together as a group quite strongly. And then recently another person passed away. And because of that, they meet quite regularly, and they have kept up quite a bit. Like now I believe they've got this really massive Facebook group where they're all chatting quite a lot about high school experiences and what they're doing now and things like that. But I said to my friend, I'm not on Facebook anyway, but I said to my friend, please don't add me to that group. And she's one of my high school friends, and she's like, what? And I said, I'm not interested. But, and I realised I didn't really socialise with any of them. I didn't follow up with them. After, only two of them I have. But the rest, at high school, I didn't socialise with them. I was too busy studying. And now as an adult, I didn't socialise with them. And so it's like, well, I don't need that in my life. And they're talking about this reunion, and I'm saying, no, I'm not going to go. I just don't have any... I mean, good luck to them, great, but I just don't have any interest to go to a reunion either. It's really strange.
That's interesting. I wanted to ask, Fee, because you used the word ambivalence before to describe your high school experience. What does that mean, that when you said you wouldn't go to the reunion, because you said you weren't interested, could it have swung either way, or are you pretty confident, like, I wouldn't go? Because it's interesting, because even though you might not have a close relationship with them, there's still some points of commonality that you could use to converse.
What's our commonality? Besides that we went to a high school
The starting point,
together.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know. Because I don't want it to seem rude or anything, but I just think, what have we got to talk about? That's what I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's for me, it's almost like, well, do I go there and, you know, showcase what a successful human being I am, or learn more about them? And you know, I'm really social. Like, you guys know that. I'm good at meeting and chatting with people and that. But it's almost like high school was a stepping stone for me for what's next. I don't need to go back to it. That's almost what it is.
Well, it's like how they say some people peak in high school and others don't.
I definitely
did not peak in high school.
Yeah.
And it was so interesting. I was getting my hair cut the other day. And my hairdresser is amazing, and he was like, oh, God, I love your hair. Like, he was saying that to me as he was cutting it. And I was like, I love my hair, and I can say that. I say that now as someone in my 40s, well, turning 41 soon. But when I was in high school, I hated my hair. You know, it's just little things like that that I feel like the person I am today is so much more comfortable in my skin and so much more comfortable with who I am and how I am, that I'm probably the same as you. I wouldn't want to go back to a high school reunion. Our year, by the way, was the only year that didn't have a 10-year reunion, hasn't had a 20-year reunion. We are the only year that has not got together.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah. Or if they did, I definitely didn't know about it. No, I'm pretty sure they didn't have it.
Sorry, go on.
So year levels after yours have had, you can confirm they've had 10-year reunions.
Yeah.
So it's not like a generational thing. It's just your year level.
Yeah, our year level just didn't get their shit together.
Did that feel particularly disconnected, your year level? Is that why?
No, and we socialised a little bit post year 12 exams finishing. Like, I remember there was a whole group of us who hung out, and even in our first year of uni we kept in touch, and then it was like life just moved on. And people, I think... our year, some of the leaders or the popular people had life happen to them, or they moved overseas, you know, millennials are quite known for doing that stint in the UK and that kind of stuff. And so they just weren't around. People weren't necessarily around to drive that organisation.
I think one of the reasons, if I'm giving a true reflection to the psychologist, our Gen Z, is that in high school, because it was a private girls' school and I didn't come from a wealthy family, I was made to feel a bit less. I really was, particularly in my smaller classes. And, like, I was definitely made to feel like I was from the wrong side of the tracks, you know, like that 16 candle sort of thing, you know, like I was definitely from the wrong side of the tracks.
Which probably Luke and I have not seen that movie. Have you seen 16 Candles?
No, no. Well, all the Gen X's will know what I'm talking about. So on the wrong side of the tracks. And so now I'm wondering if that's why I still not interested in reunions and all that sort of stuff, because maybe in my own thing I'm still feeling lesser than. I'm not sure. I never felt... It's weird because I was never bullied or anything like that at all. Like, I never experienced that. I was a very confident teenager. But it's just, I was definitely made to feel different, definitely made. And things like, this will sound ridiculous, things like we'd be paired off and then we'd have to do half an assignment each, and then that person wouldn't give me their half.
What?
It was like a nightmare sort of stuff, you know, like really
difficult.
So
you had to do their half as well?
Yeah, and they would do their whole project and I'd do my whole project. But we were meant to share it. And just because, you know, there was three women in particular that I was in all those classes with. And, you know, if one of them was paired with me and, you know, then the other two, then that one would sort of be resentful that she wasn't with the other two and make me suffer for it. So, but it wasn't a bullying. It's hard to explain.
That is bullying.
Oh, well, okay, there you go. but it's just like... It wasn't
exclusion
great. It wasn't great. It just wasn't great. And so that's why I think I was studying and working so hard to prove that I was worthy of this spot. And it was interesting because my chemistry teacher, Mr. Smith, who I will forever only ever have say most incredible things for, he decided that he was going to tutor me after school one day a week to make sure that I was up to that level. Like, he must have seen it happening and just thought, right, I'm going to make sure she really stays up high with these women. Like, and did. He really did. It was pretty, no payment or anything. He just did it after school with me in the library. Just extraordinary, you know. So, but yeah, I just wonder if that taints my view of what high school is like. It's weird. It's weird being taught by nuns too, let me tell you, because there's a whole lot of different things that come into it. And I almost feel like high school for me was like a purity culture as well. You know, we're taught don't have sex, you know, and I never saw a sign of alcohol or drugs in my school ever. Like, it just wasn't a thing at all, you know.
Really?
Just, yeah, it wasn't a thing at all. I was shocked when I got to university. I remember the first time I went to a party and someone was offering hash brown cookies. I was like, oh no, I couldn't touch one of those. Shivers.
I wonder if that's also like, because then you weren't exposed to alcohol culture.
No, not at all. That's why I don't drink a drop.
You don't drink?
Not a drop.
Interesting.
Just, yeah, no smoking, no, you know, we had all these strict rules around uniform. Like, I wasn't allowed to be seen in public without my blazer and hat on. And if I was, and you got reported. So you had this specific uniform you had to wear. We weren't allowed to have certain haircuts. One of my friends got sent home for a week because of a haircut that she got. Like, it's just...
Did
really...
these rules apply to your school, Luke?
The blazer one did, unless it was over 35 degrees, you had to be wearing a blazer.
I think in the hot weather, we didn't have to wear the blazer, yeah.
And then I know that there were things around certain types of nail polish.
Yeah, we had the nail polish.
We
yeah.
would have, like, every now and then we'd have, like, sock checks where they'd make sure, because,
yes.
like, winter attire, black socks, but if you wore, like, navy socks, that was an issue.
How could they tell?
Because he said they did spot checks.
I'll tell you what, I was impressed. They did. I was on the other side of the room with navy socks and they were like, and I was like, oh, okay.
I would spend
good eye, I suppose.
Sunday night ironing my uniforms for the week and polishing my shoes for the week.
Out.
No, I would, seriously. Yeah, getting ready for the week ahead. I can't imagine my nieces and nephews doing that nowadays. I just can't imagine that they would think about polishing their shoes on a Sunday night. Like, I know how to polish a shoe, let me tell you, and ironing your uniforms for the week, getting ready. And the tie, we always wore a tie during winter. So I know how to do a really good tie knot, you know, a men's tie.
Wow. Just... I used to have to get my dad to do that for me. But well, it was only in year 11 and 12 that you had the option, I think, of wearing a tie. Did we? I don't even know how much we even wore them. But the thing that I look back on with uniforms is I never felt they were temperature worthy. Like, I wore a skirt with tights or knee-high socks in winter. It would be freezing. Mm. And, like, you were outside during breaks.
Mm. Running so that, around, doing all that sort
but in
of stuff.
High, well, this is the thing that I've noticed from primary school to high school. In primary school, we'd play sport during lunchtime. We would play netball games, would run around the oval. We would, like, play tiggy, whatever. In high school, no one ran.
Oh, really?
Nah. Huh. And we'd have an oval. The boys sometimes would play football in an oval, but unless it was in PE class, people would just stand around and chat.
That's probably true. We sit on the grass area and chat.
Yeah.
Did you have a winter and a summer uniform, both of you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we had the same. Yeah.
But I felt like my fitness went down after primary school because people didn't do stuff.
Did you do PE at school, though? They yeah, had something.
I don't know. It was dumb.
Dash, my experience is pretty similar, actually. I think like during the middle years of high school, it's this weird period where everything is kind of changing. And so everyone's in this really weird state because I know that when, end of primary school, super, super active, everyone was super active. Everyone's just kind of running around, hopped up on energy. Then from maybe year 7 to year 9, I would say, I don't really think that, aside from like sport, anyone really did any active things throughout the school day.
Yeah.
But then maybe year 10 and 11, all of a sudden, all of my friends... It just came back and we were playing either basketball or we were playing some iteration of soccer or even like frisbee.
Well, we couldn't in our school uniform. Like we were wearing skirts.
Mm. Fair.
Whereas in primary school, you could wear shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden you get to high school and you're wearing skirts and a shirt and tights. Mm. And so you couldn't run around and you were wearing black lace up. So unless you had your PE uniform with you and then you bothered to change during lunchtime and change back again, it just didn't happen. I just think school uniforms should just be encouraging of physical activity at any point during the day.
Yeah, now that you're saying it, I'm thinking we didn't do any physical activity compared to primary school either during our lunch. We'd sit on the grass and chat and gossip and talk about Dolly magazine, which was new at the time. And, we just didn't. But I didn't think it's because of the uniform. I thought it was just changing as we were getting older and because we'd always have sport after school like volleyball or netball or something. Like I feel like I played a lot of sport anyway and tennis and everything else. But, yeah, I don't know, like, I always look back on my life and think, I'd never want to go back to high school. I'd never want to go back. I don't want to relive that at all.
Do you want to, Luke?
I don't want to relive high school, but I think that I'm, like, obviously this is a, everyone would say that they're literally where they are because they went to high school, but I do think a lot of my foundational, like, values and, like, traits came from the opportunities I had in high school.
I'm glad I went through what I went through with high school. I'm glad I wasn't the cool kid. Funny story though, I have now reconnected with one of the guys who was the cool kid. He was always very lovely though, in a professional context. It's fun. Like it's kind of cool just to be like, oh, this is where you ended up. Because he was smart, he was cool, he was in a band, he was a skateboarder, you know, like he was all the things I was not. Yeah, now we get to work together and I'm like, wow. We now have more in common probably now than we did back then. But I do look back on some of high school really fondly and there's things that I just laugh my head off about because, like, I don't know if you all have a funny random story, but we were all forced to do woodwork.
Ah, okay. I would love that.
We were all – it was like a one semester of woodwork for some stupid reason. I was terrible at it. And so we had to make literally just a wooden box, and we'd have to like sand it and plane it and nail it together. And the woodwork teacher looked at mine and basically unnailed it. I don't know, like broke it all apart. And he was like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. Like, this is definitely not your forte, and we can't afford to like lose those materials.
Did you?
You made me do it again.
You've just made me think, and just tell me if it's like this for your generation. So we did cooking classes.
Oh, we did cooking, home ec.
And we did sewing classes, a lot of sewing classes.
We did not do sewing classes.
How about you, Lou?
I did cooking and I did woodwork, but I'm not sure if sewing was something that was...
Okay. So they are still teaching some hand-eye skills and things like that as well.
I don't know if the Gen Alphas are getting that.
I know that when I was at... like my last year of high school, or no, the year prior, year 11, they had just brought in video game development as a subject in high school.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And I know my nephew at one point, actually I think it was even in primary school, was learning coding.
Okay.
So,
so it's different now.
It is different. Yeah. Like, interesting though, huh?
Yeah.
So Luke is 8 years post, you're 40 years post.
Yeah.
I'm 22 years post.
Yeah. God, I'm old. Hi, Fiona here. Thanks for taking the time to listen to the XYZ Experiment podcast. And don't forget to leave a rating and review. If you enjoyed our show, tell all your friends and family and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at the XYZ Experiment for all the latest updates and news. Our original music was composed and performed by Luke Champion.